Insights.
This is Akashvani. In Insights, now we bring you a special program on Waves Creators Corner at India AI Impact Summit 2026. The moderator is Ramya.
Good evening and welcome to Insights. India is not just adopting artificial intelligence, it is shaping how AI meets creativity. At the India AI Impact Summit 2026, one space drawing significant attention is the Waves Creators Corner, a dedicated platform where technology, storytelling, startups and innovation converge. Today, we explore how AI is transforming media, entertainment and the creative economy and what this means for India's future as a global innovation hub. Joining us today for this discussion are industry expert Chaitanya Chinchlikar, Dr. Pankaj Vasnik, who is the Director and Head of Media Analysis Department at Sony Research India, and a couple of startup founders who were present at the India AI Summit. We welcome all of you to the program. Before we begin the program, let us listen to what Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav had to say at the inauguration of the Waves Creators Corner at the India AI Impact Summit 2026.
क्रिएटिव कंटेंट की दुनिया में एआई का बहुत अच्छा यूज होने लगा है और जिस तरह से अभी क्रिएटर्स दिखा रहे हैं स्टार्टअप्स और क्रिएटर्स जिस तरह का टेक्नोलॉजी का यूज करते हुए दिखा रहे हैं स्टार्टअप्स वो देखने लायक है। आप भी सब आके देखिए टेक्नोलॉजी का यूज करके देश से एक नया प्लेटफॉर्म भी क्रिएट हो सकता है ऐसी संभावनाएं भी बन रही है।
So we are joined today by industry expert Chaitanya Chinchlikar. Welcome to the program.
Happy to be here.
So, Chaitanya, could you please explain to our listeners what the India AI Impact Summit represents in India's technological journey and what exactly is the Waves Creators Corner and why is it significant within this summit?
So the India AI Summit and the Waves Creator Corner, it's going to play the role that, say, Fiki Frames or any of these large summits have played for the earlier generation of technology in the media and entertainment industry. So over the last, say, two and a half years, almost unknown to the world, India has been doing incredible work in the world of AI. And this is a opportunity, you could say, this is a location where we can actually showcase what we have done and what we intend to do to the rest of the world. So the whole point of having an AI summit is to connect with the world and connect with the technological world of the media and entertainment industry globally and showcase what India has been doing.
So Chaitanya, how does this platform differentiate itself from other AI or tech showcases from around the world?
So two things. One is I'm not sure how many AI summits have had over 600 technologies showcased. I don't know how many AI summits have had over 300 exhibitors from over 35 countries. I don't know how many other AI summits have had 40 CEOs of global tech companies, AI companies who have showed up. So this is technological exposition of the world's largest media and entertainment market, both in terms of content creation and in terms of consumption. So that apart, it's also a showcase of what the next generation of media and entertainment techies have been doing out of India. So India is really well known for all kinds of software and all kinds of technologies in various other verticals, whether it's fintech or whether it's the back end for a lot of the ERPs and a lot of the other programming and, you know, other verticals. But this is a good way for us to showcase what we are doing in the media and entertainment tech space.
Right. So do you think India's AVGC and media ecosystem is ready to compete globally in AI-led creative production?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you look at how it has been deployed in various Indian organizations, how India is looking at AI within the media and entertainment and AVGC XR market outside of just generative AI. Because, you know, a lot of the conversation is on generative AI. And what we really need to do is we need to look outside of that, right? There is much more in AI beyond Gen AI. And it's super critical that we actually look at it and acknowledge it. So I would say we are at the stage where we are just about to jump onto the springboard. And that springboard is really going to propel us towards the top rungs of both AI and media and entertainment tech market of the world.
Right. We are joined by Dr. Pankaj Vasnik, who is the Director and Head of Media Analysis Department at Sony Research India. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
In one line, what does the Waves Creators Corner represent for you? Is it opportunity, disruption, collaboration or transformation?
Well, first of all, I would love to thank the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and the whole WaveX team for giving us the opportunity. What I felt is the ultimate platform and the support that, you know, we can get as media creators, as well as, you know, the pioneering in media company, basically, right? I saw that multiple creators, startups, wonderful teams were there presenting their technology, their AI tech, and how this can help the creator domain, or let's say creator world, basically, right? So in nutshell, I think this is the ultimate platform that ministry had provided us, and I was very happy to be there, basically, and part of it.
So can you tell us from a research perspective, what are the most exciting AI innovations currently shaping the creative industries?
What I feel is the creator industry has one major area where AI can help us is like localization, where you can basically try to reach to the multiple regions through, you know, your content. You can produce the content in one language, and then you can use AI to reproduce that content, or let's say localize that content into different languages and provide that content to multiple regions, multiple countries, and the new era, basically, where as a creator, where you would have not thought about it. So I think AI can definitely help a lot there. Other things like AI, very much useful into multiple production workflows. I mean, like media creation as well as the content creation is a complex process, right? So we have so many workflows in the production side, like to say pre-production as well as the post-production, right? And AI can help us into, you know, optimizing as well as basically transforming those workflows so that, you know, we can do the content production at faster pace and a larger scale, basically.
So, Doctor, what role do research institutions play in supporting startups and innovation ecosystems?
So one of the key thing that when we had established the Sony Research India, that how to promote the research in India by bringing talent what we are having here itself in India, right? And providing them an opportunity to do the advanced research in machine learning and, you know, like AI, and then somehow, you know, like decimate that research, or let's say publish that research through the research publications, you know, patents and so on, basically.
Right. We also have many startup creators who are a part of the Waves Creators Corner. Let us speak to each one of them and get to know their experience while participating at the Waves Creators Corner. We are joined first by Sonam Bhagat.
I'm the founder CEO of Vigor News Media.
So Sonam, as a part of the Waves Creators Corner, how do you think the India AI Impact Summit represents India's technological journey and its journey in the AI field?
I think it kind of finally puts the spotlight on what India has always done. We've always been a science-forward country, but unfortunately, we went to a point of becoming more service-oriented, so we started becoming the back office of the world. We've finally got the spotlight on ourselves. So our researchers, our scientists, our tech developers, students, creators who are capable of doing so much have finally got the spotlight. And as a country, I think India AI Summit, which is the fact that it is a global summit which is happening in India this year, and it is done at such a grand scale, both by the government as well as, you know, with a specific focus by Waves and MIB on the creator side, I think it gives a well-deserved spotlight to those creators, those developers or tech enthusiasts.
Right. So Sonam, the whole point of the AI Summit is to ultimately present this Viksit Bharat vision of India to the world. So how has being a part of the Waves Creators Corner opened new partnerships and opportunities for you?
So there are a lot of partnerships that have opened up. There are a lot of platforms that have opened up, both for investors as well as potential stakeholders. Clients and customers have experienced a legitimacy. Understand, for us, we're a news platform, right? And our biggest asset is credibility. Because why would somebody trust us over a social media or a YouTube handle? They would trust us because we are backed by the ministry. We are backed by PIB. We're backed by Waves. So I think for us personally, it gives a huge amount of credibility. And Viksit Bharat at a larger scale, I think India's Tier 3, Tier 4 has a lot of potential. This is just the beginning of what we're trying to see.
Let us now talk to Ayushi, the co-founder of Magic Role AI.
We were showcasing our product, Magic Role AI, at the Waves Creator Platform under Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Pavilion. And we were also one of the Kala Setu winners.
Ayushi, can you also tell us what your experience was at the Waves Summit?
So it was wonderful, first getting an opportunity to showcase our product at this stage with the prominent leaders and people around the world of different community working in the same domain. It was really great. Even the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Pavilion, they have arranged a better pod for us in all the way. They have taken care of everything what we needed for the newsroom and everything. And they made sure that we get the best of what's happening in the AI Summit.
Let us listen to what Zeno has to tell us.
So my name is Zeno Xavier. I come from gaming industry background.
So Zeno, what was your experience at the Waves Creators Corner?
Yes, I think it's one of a really good experience because I saw the whole AI Summit as a great stage for a startup like us to have come have a representation. And Waves Creators Pavilion, they helped us set the stage to have presence in this big event. It allowed us to interact with many different stakeholders, like from the government, from the ministry, from education institutions, from other companies, who could be potential partners, investors, or could be any form of support systems. They did a wonderful job at, you know, setting up needed technical hardware for every team and setting up volunteers to make sure those teams can access those without any issues, and also making sure, you know, the teams can leverage those resources through the right channels, right?
Let us now talk to Utsav.
So my name is Utsav Goyal, and I lead the Microderma content meeting, content production here. And in the AI Summit, I was leading the AI creation, how we create the Microderma content through AI, completely end-to-end, from concept to script writing to production to post-production, everything.
Right. So, Utsav, yeah. Tell us one thing. How has the Waves Creators Corner been very beneficial to people like you?
We were immensely happy to present, to showcase what we are building here. A lot of people visited our booth, all thanks to Waves, right, for organizing this. A lot of people visited our booths and they could feature themselves in the Microderma. We just clicked a picture of them and within seconds we could face swap, lip sync, everything in our 30-second Microderma which we created, and they could see it for themselves there, and they were very happy.
Right. So how do you see AI transforming content creation as a person who is working in the digital media?
Before AI came into the picture, our content production used to take like 30 to 35 days. Now with AI infusion, we have brought the timeline to just 10 to 12 days, from script writing to production. Script writing used to take like 10 days. Now we have an AI-assisted script writing tool just for our writers. Our writers can write the particular script of 90 minutes in just like 2 days. And after 2 days, we can make the whole video in just 5 days. So ultimately, after 10 days, we have the content ready.
Let us listen to what Manas Mathi has to say. You are the founder of the TZAC AI. Yeah. Can you elaborate about your startup?
The TZAC is a AI platform created for enterprise content creators, likes of production houses, broadcasters, OTTs, agencies, brands, houses of sports, sports league and so forth.
And finally, let us now talk to Abhijit. Please elaborate to our listeners, Abhijit, about your Maya AI.
Maya is an AI avatar created by me and my brother at Staff Canvas. Basically, we got the idea to create an AI avatar from a German artist who created a similar AI avatar who sings in English. We wanted to do that, but we wanted to do that in Hindi because it was not done in India before. So we wanted to create India's first Hindi AI singer. So that's what we did, and that's who she is.
Right. So what has been your biggest takeaway from participating in the Waves Creators Corner?
It was an honor to participate in Waves Award. And our biggest takeaway was we got to meet a whole new creators who were in this field. It brought us closer together. Also, AI content generation got recognition. So that was one of the biggest takeaways for us.
As we wrap up today's conversation, one thing is clear. The energy at the Waves Creators Corner at the India AI Impact Summit 2026 reflects a new confidence in India's creative and technological future. When industry, research, media and startups come together, innovation doesn't just grow, it accelerates. With the right vision and collaboration, India is well on its way to become a global leader in AI-driven creativity. Thank you to all the experts and entrepreneurs for joining us today.
You were listening to a special program on Waves Creators Corner at India AI Impact Summit 2026. The moderator was Ramya. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044. Insights.